们今天会继续来看马太福音讲道的系列。
Today we'll continue on with our Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew.
那就如上一次和大家分享的，接下来我们马太福音的讲道会有一个新的方向。
As we shared with you last time, in the coming weeks, we will have a new approach to studying the Gospel of Matthew.
那我们会继续从生活的层面上去思想如何应用主耶稣的登山宝训，就是他在五到七章里面的教导。
We will ponder Jesus' teaching from Matthew chapter 5 to 7, the Sermon of the Mount, from a more practical point of view and see how we can implement and apply all that we've learned.
那这个目的呢，就是去鼓励大家做一个对神的话语有所回应的人。
And the goal of the coming series is so that we may respond to God.
那是做一个在神的眼中的聪明人。
To be someone wise in the eyes of God.
那将生命建在磐石上面。
Someone who built their lives upon the rock.
那今天我想继续带大家来思想马太福音这个登山宝训的结语，两个根基的比喻。
Today I want to once again lead everyone to ponder on the concluding words for the Sermon of the Mount and concerning the parable of the two foundations.
那我们再一次重温这一段的经文。
So let us recap these verses.
在马太福音的七章二十四到二十七节。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 24 to 27。
二十四节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock.
二十六节，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Verse 26, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
那上一次我带领大家看到这段经文的其中一个重点，就是真正的信心。
Last time, we already studied one of the main points from this parable, and that was concerning faith, true faith.
那真正的信心是包含顺服的。
And true faith consists of obedience.
那唯有当你和我在生命中不断的用包含顺服的信心去回应神的时候呢，我们和他的关系才能够不断的晋升，不断的稳固。
Only when we keep responding to God with this true faith, the faith, obedience of faith, in that way we, then we can build our relationship with God further and further.
那今天我们来看这段经文的另外一个重点。
Today we want to look at another main point from this passage.
那也去思想怎么应用在我们的生活当中。
And to see how we can apply that into our lives.
那这是关于这个了。
So it's concerning this.
大家猜不猜到是什么重点？
Can you guess what the main point is from this picture?
啊，是关于眼光跟远见。
So it's concerning insight and foresight.
Yeah. 那这段经文里面呢，主耶稣把人生比喻为盖房子。
In this passage, Jesus compares our life as someone building a house.
那在他的心目中有两类的人。
And he sees two types of people.
那一类是聪明人，他们是把生命建立在磐石上面。
One type he considers as wise, and these people build their lives upon the rock.
是什么意思呢？就是把生命建在永恒的事情上面。
What that means is that these people actually build their lives around things that are eternal.
那之前的讲道里面，我们也看磐石也可以特别预表神所立定的主耶稣基督。
And in my previous message, we already saw that the rock can represent Jesus Christ, who's ordained by God.
那什么叫做 把生命建立在耶稣基督里面呢？
So what does it mean to build our lives on the foundation of Jesus Christ?
那之前我们看过，这意味着这个人他的生命是依靠着耶稣基督而活的。
Well, that means this person actually relies on the Lord Jesus in his everyday living.
这是依靠效法耶稣的榜样去生活。
And he imitates Jesus Christ's example.
那这个比喻的另外一类人就是愚昧人。
There's another type of person mentioned in this parable.
那他们是没有远见的人。
They lack foresight.
那把生命建立在沙土上面。
And they build their life upon sand.
那生命沙土呢，就是那些会过去的短暂的人事物。
Sand represents all the transient things and people.
那沙土可以是金钱，可以是工作，或者是成就。
It can mean money or our jobs and our accomplishments.
那好多人都是为了这些事情忙一整生。
But many people get themselves busy and weary circling around these things.
那沙土也可以是我们的家人。
And sand can even represent our family.
因为这些的人事物都是短暂有过去的一天。
Because even these people and things that I just mentioned will pass away one day, they are temporary.
那有许多人一生都是为家庭而活，把生命和盼望都建立在儿女的身上。
So many people live for their family, and they worked hard and they built all their hope around their children.
但是不可避免的事实就是儿女都有离开家，他们有离开家自立的一天。
But what is inevitable is that one day your children will also grow up and they will leave you.
那甚至一些不幸的情况，家人也会经历生老病死，会离开我们。
And in some unfortunate cases, your beloved family members might pass away because of illness or accident.
所以把生命建立在沙土上面，这些会过去的人数上面，那是不可靠的。
That's why it's unreliable to build your life upon these transient things or people.
那比喻里面所说的这两类人都会经过这个风吹雨淋水冲。
And you can see that both types of people mentioned in this parable will have to go through the times of storm, rain, floods, and winds.
但是可惜的是无知的人他把生命建立在这些会过去的人事物上面，那他们的生命是经不起这个生命的风浪的。
But as we can see, the sad thing is foolish people who build their lives upon transient things would not be able to stand the test.
那对比聪明人，他把生命建立在永恒的事情上面，那他的生命因着认识神、认识基督的缘故，能够跨过人生中大大小小的挑战。
In contrast,The wise men described in this parable, because they rely on God and they build their lives upon the solid foundation of eternal things or on Christ himself, they are able to withstand any type of test in their lives and all the challenges and storms in their lives.
那到最后这个房子是站立的稳，是可以存到永恒的。
So in the end, the house that they've built, is able to stand firm unto eternity.
那意味着我们这些聪明人呢，那他们跟神是有关系，他们生命能够去到永恒里面。
That means these wise people, because of their relationship with God, they are able to go into eternity.
那所以愚昧人跟聪明人的分别就在于他们的眼光和远见。
So the difference between the wise and the foolish all depends on whether they've got this foresight, their insight.
那他们所选择建立生命的根基不同。
And because of that, they built their lives upon different foundations.
那当我们听了主耶稣在这里对我们的提醒之后呢，那道理是明白，但是我们应该如何在生活中去回应呢？
After hearing Jesus remind us through this parable, we might already comprehend in our heads the theory, the principles, but how can we actually apply this into our lives so that we may respond to the word of the Lord Jesus?
那怎样才能够成为神眼中一个聪明的人，是有远见，能够看得清楚人生的目的，还有什么是宝贵的事情呢？
How can we then become someone who is wise and has this foresight and can discern what is actually precious in lives that is worthy of building your house upon or your life upon?
那许多人心里面都隐约知道来参加教会是好的。
Well, many people know vaguely that going to church is a good thing.
那认识圣经认识神是好的。
Studying the Bible, knowing God is good.
模模糊糊的知道福音是宝贵的。
And they kind of know that, you know, the gospel is something precious.
但因为看不清楚的缘故呢，所以没有动力下决心去追求把生命立在磐石上面。
But because they still lack this clear discernment, all they see is quite vague, they lack the motivation to wholeheartedly pursue this and to build their lives upon the rock.
那又或者有些基督徒被许多的事物所纷扰。
Or for Christians, some of them get too distracted or entangled in many different things.
就如我们每个人生活中都扮演不同的角色。
Well, just like how we all play various roles in life.
那要生活，要工作。
Well, we got to live, make a living, so we need to work.
那有家人要照顾父母亲。
We've got our family, we might need to take care of our parents.
如果有小孩，你要照顾你的小孩。
And if you've got children, you need to take care of them.
但是有些基督徒如果生命被这些的事物所主导，那你知道他们心里面的眼睛好像沉睡了一样。
But some Christians, their life becomes dominated by these things, and so their eyes become blinded, or they are like asleep.
那慢慢的模糊。
So slowly they can't see clearly.
那看不清楚神的心意。
They cannot discern God's will.
而不能配合神的工作去与神同行。
So they cannot be in line with God's will and to walk with God.
那反过来，而是被这些的忙碌所主导。
So their whole life is dominated by various things that keep them busy.
那这样的话就跟神的关系越来越遥远了。
Because of that, their relationship with God becomes more and more distant.
那属灵的生命也失去了活力。
And their spiritual life lacks dynamic.
那就好像睡着了一样，那是非常危险，非常可惜的。
So just like someone's falling asleep, and that's a very dangerous situation to be in.
所以以上提到的拦阻都和我们的眼光和远见是有关联的。
So all the obstacles that I just mentioned have to do with whether we've got clear insights and foresight.
那今天的信息里面，我想跟大家分享三点的应用。
And in today's message, I want to share with you three applications.
那求天父亚伟怜悯我们，帮助我们在生活中去留意去回应的时候能够帮我们能够成为聪明人。
And may we by God's mercy be able to apply these in our daily lives so that we may become one that's wise.
眼光能够越来越清晰，能够分辨得到什么是值得我们追求，什么是真正宝贵的事情。
And may our perception become clearer and clearer that we may discern what is truly precious in life andWe may pursue it with all our hearts.
那第一点关于如何成为一个聪明人，有远光，有远见的人，那我们需要留意的是一种的生命的态度。
So the first thing concerning this insight and foresight that we need is that we need to have certain type of attitude.
那首先我们需要具备的这个生命的特点呢，就是这个聪明人所表现出来的。
And this character or this characteristic that we need to have as a wise person.
那他所表现出来是什么呢？他是不偷懒、不马虎、愿意付代价的这样的素质。
This quality that the wise person demonstrated is that he's hardworking and he's very serious about what he's doing and he's willing to pay the cost.
那什么地方看得见他是很勤奋、不马虎、愿意付代价的呢？
So So how can we see that this wise person is very hardworking, very diligent, and very serious, and also not, and also willing to pay the cost?
那他选择了这个磐石作为他房子的根基。
Well, the wise person chose the rock to be the foundation of his house.
那大家想一想，啊，在耶稣的时代，要把房子的根基打在这个磐石里面，是一件非常不容易的事情。
Well, consider how hard, how difficult it was back in Jesus' time to be able to build a, lay a foundation on a rock.
那不好像我们现今有很方便的这些的建筑的器材。
Unlike modern days where we have all kinds of equipment to help us.
那基本上你是用你的双手简单的器具要去凿这个石头，要把根基打进去。
Back in those days, all you had was, would be your hands and some simple tools, and you had to keep laying the foundation deep down into the rock.
但是对比愚昧人，他是怎么样看待根基这个事情呢？
But as let us consider the foolish people, how they look at this.
他觉得啊，洗大啦，是不是这样说？不用花那么多精力，那就放盖在沙土上面，那还不是一样可以？
Well, the foolish man thinks to himself, "Who cares? Why do I need to spend so much effort and energy to lay a foundation on a rock? Why don't I just build it quickly on upon the sand?"
那对比这个愚昧人，他把房子建在沙土上面是非常轻松容易的。
So you can see that the foolish man building his foundation upon the sand is so much easier.
所以当我们在思想远光眼见的这个，这个怎么去回应的时候呢？那我们静静的去思想的时候，会发现。
So as we seriously ponder this matter of foresight and insight, we would discover.
那虽然勤奋，不懒惰、不马虎本身，愿意付上代价，这个素质本身并不会自动使你成为一个有眼光、有远见的人。
Even though I'm not saying if you've got diligence, if you are serious about what you're doing and you're willing to pay whatever cost, that wouldn't automatically make you become someone with foresight.
那因为原因就是世上也有许多的人非常的勤奋，为了自己去愿意付代价。
Because in this world, there are many people who are also very diligent and they are willing to pay the cost.
为了自己能够得到一些东西，他是很努力的。
In order to pursue what they want, they are willing to give their all.
所以有这样的素质本身并不会自动使你成为一个看得见永恒事情的人的这样的一个聪明人。
So having those qualities that I mentioned will not automatically mean that you become a wise person in this parable who can discern what is eternal.
但是这样的生命素质确实是一个聪明有远见的人需要具备的先决条件。
But you can say that these qualities are the prerequisite of someone becoming a wise person.
那原因就是如果你的生活态度是马虎，能够马虎就马虎，能够快就快，能够随意就随意，这样去对待生命中的事情的时候，那即便你看到福音的宝贵，那你的回应也会是有问题的。
The reason is, if you, in your life in general, is always quite, you know, you've got this sloppy attitude, you don't really care, you just do everything half-heartedly, then when it comes to seeing the preciousness of the gospel, you would also end up being quite half-hearted.
那即便你看到福音的宝贵，看到认识神是很珍贵的，但由于你的态度就是不想付代价，也是不殷勤的缘故呢，那碰到一些困难跟挑战，你很容易会嫌懒，会妥协。
So because of your attitude being quite sloppy and you're not really serious about what you're pursuing, then you would end up compromising or give up easily.
那原因就是这不是你生活中的一个习惯。
Because this has not become your habit in your life.
你不是一个愿意为了目标不马虎而坚持付上代价的人。
To persevere and press towards a goal in your life.
那想成功，想达到目标，世人都知道不可以不付代价，不可以随随便便不勤劳。
Well, everyone knows that if you want to succeed in life, you have to pay a price and you can't be just half-hearted. You need to be diligent.
那在这个社会上，这个是许多人都知道的道理。
This is a known fact in this world.
那我想起这个月利物浦，我们都很引以为荣，就是赢下了欧洲杯的冠军。
Well, as you know, in this beginning of the month, Liverpool won the European Cup in a football match.
那多伦多的Stanley 牧师跟我们是好朋友，他也发来恭喜，就是他也是 LFC 的球迷。
Well, our dear Pastor Stanley from our Toronto Church is also a fan of LFC, and so he sends his congratulations to us.
那他也因着这个事情跟我们一起分享这个快乐。
And he also shared the joy with us.
那后来呢，多伦多，因为 Stanley 牧师是在多伦多了，那后来多伦多暴龙队又得了 NBA 的总冠军。
And since he's in Toronto, and later on, he also shared with us that.
Canada Raptors.
Can you say?
那就是 Raptors， 他们叫暴龙队吗
？Okay. In Canada, the basketball team Raptors also won the championship.
那是历史上首次有加拿大的球队赢得NBA 的冠军。
And it's the first time in Canada this Canadian team won NBA.
那很有趣的是，就是在同一个月里面，我们两边教会的城市都赢了这个球赛，球队都赢了这个冠军。
So it's quite an interesting coincidence that in the same month both teams in the two cities won a championship.
那一个运动员，一个球队想要拿冠军，那他们的这个态度是怎样的呢？
So for an athlete or for a team to win a championship, what kind of attitude is necessary?
如果大家有稍微了解过运动员的生活的话，你会发现他们生活是非常有节制、有自律的。
And if you have spent time looking into how an athlete, a sportsman live, you would realize how much self-control they exercise.
那他们会花很多的时间去练习。
They spend a lot of time practicing.
那甚至他们饮食上面也不马虎的。
And even with their diet, they have to keep a very strict diet.
那不会随便吃一些不健康的食物啊，甚至平时自己喜欢吃的点心，他们也需要克制。
And they need to restrain themselves from maybe some unhealthy snacks that they are used to, that they love, and keep a close watch on what they eat.
那杰出的运动员都是很克制自己，那很勤奋去付上代价，去为了目标呢，愿意去努力的。
Outstanding sportsmen all have great self-control, and they're willing to pay whatever cost it takes to pursue their goal.
所以世界的层面，世人都知道，想要追求有价值、有意义的事情，往往需要愿意付代价。
So even on the worldly level, we know, if you want to gain what you think is valuable, you need to pay a cost.
那必须要脚踏实地的付出努力。
And you need to work hard at it, and step by step.
那这也对比我们现今的人都喜欢快。
Well, this in contrast to this modern world where we want everything instantly.
那我们很想很快的解决问题。
We want to solve our problems instantly.
那快就是好。
We think that speed is the best.
但很多时候快不一定就是好。
But we know that actually sometimes or a lot of times, being fast is not necessarily good.
那因为很快的时候，你容易变得随意。
Because when you rush, you tend to be less careful.
那所以属灵的层面也更是这样子。
So when it comes to spiritual things, it's even more so.
那想要成为亚伟眼中的聪明人，那我们首先需要是一个不懒惰、不马虎、愿意为目标付上代价的人。
So if you want to be a wise person in God's eyes, first we must be someone who's not casual and lazy with what we're doing, and we must be someone who's willing to pay the cost.
那大家可以思想一下， 你和我是如何面对我们生活中大大小小的责任呢？
So let us think for a moment, how is our attitude when we face the various responsibilities in our life?
你和我生活中都有不同的责任还有角色。
You and I have many different roles and responsibilities in life.
那你可能是一个员工，有工作的责任。
Maybe you're an employee, you've got work responsibilities.
又或者你是一个学生，你有学习的这个责任。
Maybe you're a student and you've got this responsibilities as a student.
那在家，你是家庭的一份子，需要为这个家付出努力。
And as a member of the family, you also need to contribute to this family.
又或者你是一个父亲，或者是一个母亲，那你扮演这个角色有相应的义务。
And especially as a parent, as a father or mother, you have various responsibilities.
那你是用怎样的一个态度去煮一顿饭的呢？
How is your attitude when you prepare a meal?
那你是用什么样态度去完成你的功课？
How is your attitude like when you're finishing your assignments?
那你洗碗的时候，你是用怎样的态度去做呢？
And when you're doing the washing up, what kind of attitude do you have?
那你是否用忠心、负责任、勤奋不马虎的这个态度去面对这些大大小小的事呢？
Are you faithful and responsible in these responsibilities? Are you hardworking and not half-hearted in doing these things?
那我想用一段经文来总结第一点的分享。
So I want to use a passage to conclude this first point.
在路加福音的十六章第十节，主耶稣这么说。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 10.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
One who is faithful in the very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in the very little is also dishonest in much.
那所以让我们留意如何去回应做一个有眼光有远见的人。
So let us pay attention to how we respond and may we all become one who has foresight and insight.
那我们需要具备的这个生命的这个特质呢，就是愿意勤奋不马虎，愿意付出代价和努力。
So the qualities that we must develop if we want to become a wise man is that we must be someone who's diligent, who's notcareless, who's not half-hearted, and who's willing to pay whatever cost there is.
那特别是在小事上，因为主耶稣在这里说，那小事也会决定你在大事上有怎样的态度。
And these qualities are especially important when it comes to the little things, the things that don't seem to be that significant, because Jesus told us, one who is faithful in a very little is faithful in much.
那我们来到信息的第二点。
Now we've come to the second point in this message.
谈到属灵的眼光跟分辨力。
Concerning spiritual perception.
那其实在马太福音七章的开头，主耶稣也曾经提到分辨力这个话题。
Actually, in the Gospel of Matthew, at the beginning of chapter 7, Jesus already made mention about this point of this sermon.
那在七章的第六节，耶稣提醒门徒，传福音的时候要分辨对方的状态。
So in verse 6, in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus already reminded his disciples they should discern the attitude of the hearer when they go and share the gospel.
那不要硬塞福音把那些不想接受给那些不想接受的人。
Do not try to chuck everything down their throats if they aren't willing to receive it, if they aren't receptive.
七章六节是这样说的。
So in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 6, it says,
不要把生物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you.
那在之前的讲道里面，我们曾经看过，主耶稣在这里不是骂人是猪或者是狗。
So in our previous message, we already learned that here Jesus is not trying to humiliate others and call them dogs and pigs.
而是他用很形象的方式去形容人的本性。
But he's actually using a very vivid picture, imagery, to describe certain characteristics in people.
那这个本性是你和我都有的。
And this human nature that you and I share.
那在我们还没有认识神之前， 那其实我们的本性就如狗跟猪的特质一样。
Before we've come to know God, actually you and I share in this nature that's similar to a dog and a pig.
那狗跟猪都是很贪吃的。
Well, both dogs and pigs have a great appetite. They love eating.
那特别当狗在吃东西的时候，如果你伸手的时候，你也想象得到会发生什么事情。
Especially if a dog is chomping down the food that it loves and you try to reach out your hand, then you can imagine what will happen to you.
那狗跟猪也是常常在地上去找东西，所以它们常常低着头。
And you know that pigs and dogs, they're always trying to sniff and look for things on the ground, so they always have their eyesight like focused on the ground.
那主耶稣想形容人的什么特性呢？
So what is this characteristic that Jesus wants to highlight to us?
那就是人都是自我中心，只顾眼前的事情，只关注自己肉体的欲望。
So human nature is self-centered, and always focus only on what is right before him, and also focus on their fleshly desires.
那人因为自私的缘故呢，也是容易伤害别人，那性情也会是这个有攻击性的。
Because of selfishness, sometimes human can also be quite aggressive. Because of this self-centeredness, sometimes we may be aggressive and may even hurt each other.
那可能不是打人，而是在言语上面、态度上面去伤害别人。
Maybe we aren't physically abusing or hitting other people, but maybe we're attacking each other in words.
那当一个人他的生命是被这样自我中心的自私的方式去主导的时候呢，那其实他是看不见福音的价值的。
And if a person is preoccupied with himself or dominated by this self-centeredness, then it's impossible for him to discern the preciousness of the gospel.
那他心里面的眼睛是瞎眼的。
Because the eyes of his heart are blind.
他看不到永恒事情的美好，看不到认识神有什么样的价值。
They can't really discern the value of knowing God and how precious eternal things are to him.
那这也是为什么有些人听到福音，那当然我说的听到福音是他真的了解福音的内容以后所做的回应。
And that explains why some people, having heard and understood the gospel,
那还是觉得自我中心、自私的生命好。
They still prefer the self-centered way of life.
那就分辨不到福音的宝贵，好像这个贵重的珍珠一样。
They can't really see the preciousness of the gospel as like the value of a pearl.
那原因就是太爱自己。那喜欢这样子为自己活的生活方式。
It's because that person is still too in love with himself and he prefers the way of life that's just living for his own desires.
那主耶稣在这里其实所形容的猪和狗的这样的图画呢，在你和我的身上都可以发现。
So actually, this description Jesus made concerning dogs and pigs.Their characteristics can be found in you and me.
在我们还没有认识神，还没有被他改变之前，我们都是一个自我中心，为自己而活的一个人。
Before we've come to know God and commit ourselves to Him, you and I are like the dogs and the pigs who's self-centered.
那是顺从自己身体的欲望而去追求的人。
And we just live according to our flesh.
但甚至若不小心，连一个基督徒也可能被这样子的光景所捆绑。
But if we're not careful, even a Christian may fall into this trap.
而不是让神的灵来掌管他的生命。
When he's not controlled by God's Spirit in his life.
特别是当他体贴自己身体的这些欲望啊，常常去顺服身体的欲望，而不是顺服神的时候，那慢慢他的属灵眼睛就会。昏暗下来，甚至瞎眼了。
So if a Christian always pampers his flesh and give in to his desires, bodily desires, then slowly his perception will get blurred, and in the end, his spiritual eyesight might be blinded.
那就变成专为自己而活，而不是凭着信心去献出自己给神，还有给身边的人。
So in the end, he just lives for himself, instead of living for others, instead of sacrificing his life for the good of others and for God.
既然我们都有猪跟狗的这个属肉体自私的特性，那看不见或者看不清楚永恒的事情的价值，那我们要问我们有什么出路呢？
Since you and I share in this nature that's typical of a dog and a pig, you know, this self-centeredness, and we can't really discern clearly what is eternal, the value of it, what is there a way out for us?
那其实出路只有一个。
There is actually only one way.
就是唯有当我们愿意谦卑恳求神，求他帮助的时候，求他医治我们，帮助我们的，吸引我们的时候，我们才可以开始看得清楚。
There's only one way out, and that is when we humble ourselves to ask God to heal us, to help us, to draw us so that we may see.
那让我们看一个圣经的例子。
Let us look at an example from the Bible.
在路加福音的十八章三十五到四十三节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43.
我可以读三十五到三十九节，请 Grace 念四十到四十三节。
I will be reading Chinese from verses 35 to 39. Grace will read in English from verse 40 onwards.
路加福音十八章三十五到四十三节，耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路边讨饭，听见许多人经过，就问是什么事。他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。他就呼求说，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。在前头走的人就责备他，不许他作声，他却越发喊叫说，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
Luke chapter 18 from verse 40 onwards. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me recover my sight.And Jesus said to him, Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God.
那这段经文里面我们看到瞎子他是不是只求耶稣一次。
You can see that this blind man didn't ask Jesus to heal him only once.
而是当别人说你不要，你这么吵，老师也不理你，你走开吧。他还是继续越发的喊叫求主耶稣去怜悯他。
Instead, you could see that when people actually rebuked him and told him to be silent, he cried all the more louder.
那最后耶稣问他，你要什么？我能为你做什么？
In the end, Jesus asked him, what is it that you want me to do for you?
那他很清楚地去表达他想要看见。
And he very clearly presented his need, his request to Jesus.
那他因着这样的祈求呢，那神就借着耶稣应允了他。
And because of this request, God through Jesus granted him his desire.
所以第二点关于怎样有这个远见、远光的应用，就是我们需要常常的谦卑来到神面前去求。
So the second point concerning foresight and insight is that we need to always come before God to ask Him for help.
那首先我们必须承认也意识到我们本身若没有神的帮助都有这些狗跟猪的特性，去是自私专顾自己的。
But first and foremost, we must recognize that left to ourselves in our human nature, we all share in this characteristics like the dogs and the pigs. We are all selfish. We are all concerned only about ourselves. And we are all always pampering our flesh, our desires.
那我们看不见这个福音，这个重价的珠子，还有主耶稣为我们牺牲的价值。
And we oftentimes we can't see clearly the preciousness of the gospel, this precious pearl, and also the great price that Jesus had paid for us.
那首先我们必须谦卑来到神面前，去承认我们自己的软弱。
So we must first humble ourselves and come before God to confess our weakness.
那承认之后，我们还需要恳求他帮助我们脱离这样的光景。
But having confessed, we also need to then ask God to help us out of this situation.
好像这位瞎子他很清楚地对主耶稣说，主啊，我要能看见。
Just like this blind man, he clearly told Jesus, begs him, beg Jesus to recover his sight.
所以我们也要恳求他帮助我们脱离自私为自己而活的光景，求神给我们力量，能够好像主耶稣一样过着舍己去全心爱神爱人的生活。
So similarly, we need to come and ask God to first take us out of this situation where we are under bondage of self-centeredness, and also for God to grant us strength to live a life that Jesus lived, that's sacrificing for the good of others and also for God's glory.
那唯有当我们常常的祈求神，好像这个瞎子不是一次，而是常常的来到神面前，谦卑在他面前，求他帮助我们能看见，那我们才真正能够眼光能够越来越清晰。
So if we want our perception to be clearer and clearer, the only way is that we come to God time and again to keep asking Him to change us, to help us have this spiritual discernment and to get us out of this selfishness.
那也要留心，不要不论是基督徒还是非基督徒，如果我们意识到我们还是单单为自己而活，还是很自私的时候呢，那其实我们很难看得清楚神的心意跟神的旨意。
And also for us Christians, we also have to pay attention if we are still very concerned about our own affairs and always living for ourselves, then it's impossible for us to discern God's will clearly.
那唯有常常谦卑地来到他面前，求他给我们力量去献出自己，那这时候我们才真的看得清楚永恒的事情，能够分辨神的心意。
So only when we humble ourselves and come before God all the time to ask Him to help us discern what is truly precious, then we can see things that are eternal.
那让我们来到信息的第三点，也是最后一点的应用。
Now let us come to the third, which is also the last application in this message.
那如何在生活中选择做一个聪明的人，那心里面的眼睛是看得见而且是越看越清楚的呢？
How can we become or choose to be a wise person and that our inner hearts, the eyes in our inner hearts can see, discern clearly, and not only can we see, but our perception becomes clearer and clearer.
那在诗篇的三十六篇第九节那里说，
In the book of Psalms, chapter 36, verse 9, it says,
在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。
For with you is a fountain of life, in your light do we see light.
那要有远光和远见，能够看见属灵事情的宝贵，那很实际的应用呢，就是好像诗篇所说，我们要亲近神。
If we want good spiritual perception and foresight, so that we may discern what is truly precious spiritually, one practical application is that we must learn from Psalm chapter 36, verse 9, that we must draw close to God.
那不论是借着祷告去亲近神，
whether it's through prayer that you draw close to Him,
或者是借着研读他的话语来亲近神，
or through studying his word.
因为在圣经另外一处也说，你的话语是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because in another psalm it also says, your word is like a lamp unto my feet, like light unto my path.
那唯有在光照底下我们才看得见，看得清楚。
Only as we come into God's light can we see clearly.
所以第三点很实际的应用就是说到我们需要在一天的生活中抽出时间来亲近神。
So the third application is that we must take time out of our everyday life to draw close to God.
那去寻求他，
to seek Him.
那亲近他的时候呢，我们才可以渐渐的去明白人生的真意。
And as we draw close to Him, we start to understand the true meaning of life.
那明白造物主对我们人有什么样的心意。
And then we can discern whatOur Creator God has in mind for us.
那所以我相信这个道理大家都不难去明白。
Well, I believe this is not something difficult to understand.
就是说每一天抽时间去寻求神，亲近神。
That is to take time out every day to draw close to God, to seek Him.
特别是一天开始的时候，如果你将这个开时间 来到神的面前呢是最好的。
Well, especially at the start of each day, if you can devote the, you know, morning and, you know, first thing you wake up, devote this precious time to God, that would be the best.
那不论是祷告还是看他的话语。
Whether it's through prayer or through studying his word.
都需要我们去坚持跟有决心。
That takes determination and perseverance.
那其实神对人都很公平。
Well, God is fair.
不论你是老是少是男是女。
Whether you are elderly, you are young, whether you are man or woman.
那一个人每一天的时间就是24个小时。
Each of us has 24 hours per day.
那比如说 Lydia, 她不会一天有25个小时。
For example, a baby, Lydia, because she's a baby, doesn't mean she has more time, less 25 hours a day.
同样每个人一天都只有24个小时。
Well, every person only has 24 hours a day.
那我们是怎么去学习去看重神去去把它看为宝贵的呢？
So how can we actually learn to put God first in our lives and see him as important and as precious?
那当我们亲近他的时候，那我们才能够看得清楚。
So only when we draw close to him, then we can see clearly.
如果你有决心这样子在一天的开始首先来到他的面前求他带领你去过今天的生活的时候
If you've got this determination to devote each day, you know, the start of the day, the best time of the day to God, to draw close to him
那你会发现亚伟天父他很乐意参与在你的生命当中去带领你
You will notice that God is actually more than willing to participate in your life and to lead you and guide you
那帮助你更深的去经历他去认识他
To help you to experience him deeper and to know him more.
那帮助你属灵的眼光，心里面的眼睛可以越来越清晰。
And to help you have clearer eyesight, perception, in your inner being.
那在箴言的三章五到六节这里说。
In Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 it says.
你要专心仰赖亚伟，不可以靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path.
那当我们常常在生活当中看重神，将他放在首位的时候呢，我们一定会经历神参与在我们的生命里面带领我们。
If we truly take time out for God, devote set this time apart for God and to draw close to him, asking him to guide you, you will surely experience his work in your life.
如果你的生命的写照好像这个箴言这样所说，常常的专心依赖亚伟，不依靠自己的聪明，那你一定会经历到他是如何带领你往前行。
And if your life really lives out what is said in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 that you trust in Yahweh with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding and you ask God to participate in your life you will surely experience how he leads you and guides you in your life
那原因就是你是愿意看神为宝贵将它放在你生命中的这个首位
That's because you see God as precious, as important and you give him the first priority in your life
那我想分享 Grace 和我之前所服侍的教会的两位姐妹她们的故事
And now I want to share with you a story, a true story from two sisters that we served back in China.
来帮助我们去思想第三点，这样子看重神的应用。
To help us ponder this third point, this application.
那这两位姐妹呢，都是在一家婚纱的工厂上班。
Well, these two sisters are from a church in mainland worked in a factory producing bridal gowns.
那本来他们都没有听，不是基督徒不认识福音。
Well, initially they were just people who had not heard the gospel before. They were not Christians to start with.
那他们都先后认识教会当中的弟兄姐妹。
But in different stages in their lives, they got to know some of the brothers and sisters from the church.
那教会的弟兄姐妹他们是很认真去回应神话语的人。
And those brothers and sisters were people who were very dedicated and very serious in responding to God.
所以这两个 女士呢就被教会的光所吸引。
So these two sisters got drawn by the light from this church.
那当然，我想带出的，特别是对弟兄姐妹说的另外一点就是，想认识神的人，他们如何能够有眼光、有远见呢？那也很在乎我们是否好像耶稣所给我们的吩咐，我们是否是世上的光？那唯有当我们发光的时候，别人才能够有机会看见。
And here I would like to make mention another important point for the Christians in our midst. How can we help the non-believers, those who still haven't yet come to obey the gospel, to develop this eyesight and foresight, unless the church serves as serve the function of light into this world, just as Jesus commanded his disciples.
所以这两位女士呢，因为认识弟兄姐妹的缘故，也被他们的生命所发出的神的生命这个光所吸引，所以就一直参加教会。
So these two sisters, before they became Christians, they were drawn by the light, and the light of these Christians, from that church, and so they were willing to, come to church and seek God more.
那他们就一直参加教会，一直到自己也经历到神的真实。
So they kept going to church until they themselves experienced God's reality in their lives.
后来他们也决心去回应神而受洗成为基督徒。
And they ended up, having the determination to commit their lives to God through, baptism, to respond to God.
那他们也以耶稣基督的生命样式为他们的这个生命的准则。
And they, since then, they live according to the standard that Jesus himself has set, had lived out for us as an example.
不过生活中还是有好多的事情要忙。
But in life, there are still many things that they have to be concerned with.
那特别在工厂工作的这些员工都是非常辛苦的。
Especially as employees in a factory, a factory workers are very busy and hardworking.
那跟英国的环境不同，英国都很注重人的待遇啊，人权啊，但是在国内就这方面就还没有跟得上。
Maybe quite unlike the situation in the UK where there are strict standards of how employees are treated, you know, their human rights, their pay and so on. In China, it's not like that. Yeah.
那特别是在工厂工作的这些的员工。
Especially those factory workers, they are treated quite badly sometimes.
但是这两位姐妹成为基督徒之后，她们有这个渴望，想更多的认识神的话语。
But after these two friends became Christians, and they really want to know God's word more.
那他们想参加这个查经小组。
They want to take part in the Bible study group.
那查经小组是在星期三，如果我没记错的话，是在星期三的晚上。
And they used to attend the Wednesday Bible study group at night.
但是他们很多时候都要加班。
But so often they need to have extra hours at work overtime.
但是因为他们想把神放在首位，看重神的缘故，他们很愿意去请假。
But because they want to put God first in their lives, they were willing to try and take leave from their superior, their managers.
但是可能我们在英国很难想象他们请假是多么的困难。
But maybe it's difficult for us to comprehend how difficult it is to try and take leave.
因为工厂只顾着赚钱。
Because all the factory was concerned, is to make money.
那要人做工才有钱赚啊。
You need factory workers in order to make money.
那你请假，那当然上司是非常不高兴了。
So if you want to take leave, take time off, then your superior would be very unhappy.
那特别是工厂的待遇，那你有可能被，如果你常常请假，你有可能被炒鱿鱼。
And you know, if you do this often enough, if you always ask for leave, you might end up being sacked.
那这两位姐妹的上司呢，就常常给他们脸色看。
So their superior would always give them a very bad, unhappy look.
那当他们去说啊，我今天晚上也要请假，那这个上司常常不理他们。
So oftentimes when they try to ask for leave, the managers would try to ignore them.
或者是骂说他们。
Or even yell at them.
但是两位姐妹还是很坚持的去 也是很平静的去请假。
But these two sisters were very persistent, and they kept asking for leave, and were very calm as well.
那他们真的学习去将神放在他们生命中的首位，去看重神。
They really put God first in their lives.
那也是因为他们是这么去看重神，去回应福音的缘故，刚才我们说到的第一点也展现在他们生命当中。
And because they are so serious about responding to God and to the gospel, the first point that I mentioned in today's message could be seen in their lives clearly.
他们在小事上都是忠心，去负责的人。
They are very responsible people, and they are faithful in even little things.
那他们是很勤奋，也不马虎的人。
They are diligent. They are not careless.
所以，随着时间的推移，纵然他们有些时候请假还要被扣薪水，那慢慢的上司就，改变了他的看法。
So as time goes by, they kept persisting to take leave every week, and even at the risk of having less income, slowly and slowly, the superior, the manager, actually changed his perception, or attitude towards them.
因为他们是这么忠心、这么勤奋的缘故，那生命中也散发出不一样的属于神的生命的特质。那
because they are so faithful in their lives, and even the superior can see something different in their lives.
你知道发生什么事情吗
？Can you guess what happened?
那整个工厂为了他们把这个每一周的休假呢，就调到星期三。
So the whole factory, for the sake of these two sisters, changed their day off. Well, not day off, but the day when they don't need to work overtime to Wednesday.
本来是我记得好像是星期五。
Well, originally it was Friday. Every Friday they wouldn't have overtime.
那因为他们是这么的尽责，是这么的与众不同呢。
But because they were so faithful and so outstanding in their life quality.
那我相信是神看见了，那也在这个工厂的这个上司心里工作。
I believe God saw that clearly and also helped the superior to see that.
因为从来没听过这样的事情，工厂会为了员工请假而改这个请假的哪一天。
Because it's unheard of that a whole factory would for the sake of their employee, change the date of when they would not need to work overtime.
所以他们当他们很开心的跟我们分享这个消息，也告诉我们主管跟他们说，既然你们每周三请假，那我们整个工厂就改这个时间。那我们听了就为他们很高兴。
So we greatly rejoiced with them when they shared with us the good news that the superior told them, well, since you two always take leave on Wednesday, so how about the whole factory just change the day of rest to Wednesday?
那原因就是看得见，当他们是看重神，把神放在生命中首位的时候，神也去带领他们更深的去经历到他的供应还有真实。
So we can see that as they put God first in their lives and they keep relying on God, we can see that God also let them experience Him even deeper to experience His love His love deeply.
那所以在这个例子当中，我们可以看到，就是当他们愿意放神在首位的时候，他们更清楚地去认识神，他自己是怎样的一位神，也知道神是乐于参与在他们生命当中为他们开路的神。
So from this example, we can see that as they experienced God more, they understood God. So from this example, we saw that when they were willing to put God first in their lives, they came to experience God deeper, and they understood God more. That He's actually willing, more than willing, to participate in their lives.
所以你可以说他们心里面的眼睛。看得见，就是认识更深，神是怎样的神。
So their eyes were open to see clearly, how God was like.
那让我为今天的信息做一个总结。
So now let me conclude today's message.
那我们今天去思想，就是如何做一个神眼中聪明的人，是有眼光、有远见的。
So today we ponder this matter of being a wise person, how we can have spiritual insight and foresight.
那想要有属灵的眼光和远见，先决条件就是需要是一个 生活中不懒惰、勤奋、愿意付上代价的人。
So the condition, the prerequisite of someone who's got spiritual insight and foresight is that you must be diligent and not slack in your daily life, and you must be someone who's willing to pay the cost, and also not just careless with what you've been entrusted with.
那不论我们是已经是基督徒，还是在寻求神的慕道的朋友，那我们想要看见永恒事情的价值，那唯一的出路就是需要常常谦卑在神面前去求。
And whether you're already a Christian or whether you're still seeking God, the only way out for us, if we want this spiritual insight and foresight, is that we must come and seek God constantly to ask Him for help.
那原因就是你和我生命都有这个倾向，就是狗跟猪的这些特性的倾向，是容易去单为自己去活，而满足自己的私欲。
And the reason being, you and I all share in the nature that's common to dogs and pigs, and that is we have this inclination to focus only on our own needs and to live for ourselves, to be self-centered.
那当一个人被自我中心被这肉体的欲望所主导的时候呢，那他是看不见属于神的事情，看不见永恒事情的价值的。
And if a person is dominated by his fleshly desires, it's impossible for him to see what is eternal and the preciousness of it.
那这也是我们不论是基督徒也好，还是想要寻求神的人也好，都需要留意的事情。
So this is something that we must pay attention to, whether you are a Christian or not.
求神帮助我们，依靠他的灵，能常常让我们去过一个舍己，好像主耶稣榜样，有力量去爱的一个生活。
So may God help us, grant us strength to always live a life that is self-giving and to live for God.
那第三点，我们看到我们如果真的想要有属灵的眼光和远见，我们需要学习看重神，把神放在我们生命中的首位。
So the third point of having this spiritual insight and foresight is that we must make God our first priority in life to spend time each day to draw close to Him.
那原因就是当我们不论是借着祷告还是明白他话语亲近他的时候，那在他的光照底下我们可以看得清楚。
And the reason is through prayer and through the study of his word in his light, then we can see clearly.
好，那今天我和大家的分享就到这里。
So today's message ends here.
那我请 Grace 带我们做一个祷告。
And Grace will lead us in prayer to concludeLet us pray.